This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And first of all, I'd like to thank you once again for the success of my book tour. The book, The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program, hit the New York Times bestseller list. And once again, I'd like to answer some of the questions that came in during the book tour. And after that, of course, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance to get on national radio and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask, but, well, never had the opportunity or never had the guts to ask it. Well, you can ask it on Science Fantastic. Even if it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you have that sudden brainstorm and you just got to talk to somebody, well, there's no one to talk to. I mean, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, for God's sake. You're all alone. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. And have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, once again, I had a very successful book tour. Perhaps I signed your copy of The Future of Humanity, and I got a ton of questions, and so I'll just answer a few of them, and then we'll go to the listener phone calls that you've been sending me. One question I often got was, what is the timetable for our exploration of outer space? For 50 years, we've been spinning wheels. NASA was the agency to nowhere. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything in outer space, except, of course, maybe the space station and a few space probes. But we didn't carry out the spirit of exploration. What's the timetable? Well, the timetable is very simple. Starting next year, December 2019, NASA is going to go back to the moon. For the first time in 50 years, we're going to send the unmanned space capsule, Orion, around the moon. So it's on the agenda. Funding has been approved. We're going back to the moon. And then 3 years after that, we're going to send astronauts to the moon. So we are going to go back to the moon. And what are the astronauts going to do? They're going to build a space station. A space station going around the moon, so we'll have a permanent presence in outer space. You know, it takes only 3 days to go to the moon. That's right, just 3 days. You can go on Monday and come back on the weekend. In fact, I firmly believe that sometime in the future, people will honeymoon on the moon. Space tourism is going to become a reality very soon. For $200,000, you too can go into outer space. In the future, perhaps you'll be able to see the moon as a tourist destination. Now, Mars, of course, is more difficult. Mars is a lot farther away. It'll take not just 1 week for a round trip, but maybe 2 years for a round trip mission. However, that's NASA's timetable. Elon Musk has his own timetable as well. And he says, bah, humbug. Too many bureaucrats in NASA, too many people that are slowing things down. And he thinks he can go to Mars in a few months, not 2 years. And so we think that sometime around 2030, if not earlier, if Elon Musk's projections are correct, we will in fact go to Mars. Now, what about beginning to change the atmosphere of Mars? That is going to take longer. We're talking about perhaps by the end of the century having a permanent settlement on Mars. And then the next question I get is, well, does that mean we're going to evacuate the Earth? Or does that mean we're going to flee global warming and get rid of global warming by leaving the planet Earth? And the answer to that is no. First of all, nobody is talking about evacuating the Earth and moving to Mars. That simply costs too much money. And second of all, global warming is a problem that we have to solve as Earthlings on the Earth. We can't go to Mars to escape global warming. No, we got to clean up our own act. Because some people are afraid that just like we messed up the Earth, we're going to mess up Mars as well. And so then the question is, well, what is the timetable for beginning to change the atmosphere of Mars? Well, as I mentioned in my book, I think the first settlements on Mars will, first of all, unveil solar panels to create energy. Energy to energize their spaceport. And the first spaceport could actually be underground in a lava tube. Lava tubes are caves left over from the creation of Mars, and they're right there. You don't have to build them. They're right there. So the first space station on the moon could be a lava tube. And then when you build structures on Mars, we can duplicate the soil of Mars on the Earth. We can create brick out of Martian soil. This has already been done. And so one of the first things we'll do is to create brick structures on Mars because of the fact that brick can be made from the Martian soil. And then you mine the ice. You can extract drinking water from the ice. Also hydrogen for rocket fuel. Oxygen for breathing. All from water. So we'll have to set up mining operations to mine the water of Mars. And then after that, agriculture, we're going to get started by creating genetically modified algae and genetically modified crops in order to create an agriculture on Mars. So all these things are doable, but it's going to take some time. But as I mentioned before, the cost of space travel is dropping to the point where all these become real possibilities. Okay, once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity, available in your bookstore, or you can get a copy at Amazon. But now, let's go to the listener phone calls. If you want to get on Science Fantastic and ask a question, make a comment, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Amy Rossi. I'm calling from Seattle. I have a question. If you have found a way to measure the resistance of dark matter. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that is very embarrassing because we know very little about the physical properties of dark matter. First of all, every high school textbook is wrong talking about this great universe of ours. Publishers have had to rewrite many a textbook. All textbooks say basically that the universe is made out of atoms. That sounds like a reasonable proposal. Everything you see around you is made out of atoms, but it's actually wrong. You see, most of the universe is made out of dark matter and dark energy, things which are invisible, but dark matter holds the galaxy together. And we actually live in a wind of dark matter. It turns out that most of the dark matter surrounds the galaxy, far from the planet Earth, but there is some dark matter perhaps in your living room. That's right. The Earth is moving in the galactic dust. And the galactic dust, we think some of it contains dark matter, and we are actually moving in that wind. Now, you mentioned the question, what about the resistance of dark matter? Well, when you have air resistance in the form of drag and friction, because air is quite dense. In the Earth, dark matter is extremely rare. In fact, we have yet to detect it in the laboratory. Believe it or not, we physicists have created gigantic swimming pools of fluid to look for tracks left by dark matter, and so far we find nothing. Sorry about that. Well, let's take a short commercial break. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and you are listening to Science Fantastic.
usage and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked himself a stupid question. And that is, can you outrace a light beam? Such a simple question and so stupid. Well, it took him 10 years to solve that question. He went to the university, learned what are called Maxwell's equations, and using Maxwell's equations, he found the answer to his childhood question, can you outrace a light beam? And the answer is no. The speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the entire universe. Einstein is the cop on the block. The theory he found is called relativity. And that theory, in turn, changed the course of modern history. The atomic bomb, the energy of the stars, nuclear energy, for that matter, all the wizardry you see in the laboratory comes from that simple question asked by Einstein when he was 16 years old, can you outrace a light beam? So if you have another children's question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Jerry Todd Keverstone. I actually am calling you from a link that I have found on Twitter that just showed up. I am the inventor of the propellantless drive that you see in the video that I retweeted back to you. It is not fake. It is actually very real. My biggest issue is that I'm transgendered and trying to get the local media or even the local physics department at IUPUI here in Indianapolis is a bit hard to get anybody's attention, despite the fact that the device is very real and you can see it working. What I'd like to know is, what will it take for an inventor who creates such a thing to actually get the attention of people who could actually do something with it? I've got plans to make one that'll be strong enough to lift. That one weighs 6 pounds. It produces about 2 pounds of thrust. The next one should be able to produce 20 pounds of thrust, and it'll probably weigh around 10 pounds. It really is reactionless, propellantless. The forces are internal. There's nothing on the bottom. There's nothing grabbing the floor. There's no strings attached. This sort of thing can certainly be used on the International Space Station as soon as possible to help kind of pull it back up into higher orbit when the orbit decays. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very important question, a question that I often get, because quite a few inventors, quite a few budding scientists email me, and they say, I got a theory. I'm just dying to show people the correctness of my test apparatus, my equipment, my theory, but no one will talk to me. What am I going to do? Well, let's break it down as to what you're going to do if you have a theory which we think is going to change everything, either a theory or a practical working model or an invention. What should you do? Well, first of all, most of the questions I get come from amateur physicists who say that, well, forget Einstein. They are the next Einstein. They got a theory that's even better than Einstein, but no one will talk to me. What am I going to do? Well, the first thing you should do is publish your article. You should get a sheet of paper, write down the equations that you have, the theory that you have in mathematical form, and send it to Physical Review magazine. Physical Review magazine is the magazine of the APS, the American Physical Society. It is the premier organization of physicists in the United States and perhaps even in the world. They have referees. In fact, I'm a referee. I referee papers written by my colleagues. And in the same way, you can get a free referee. It doesn't cost anything. You can get a scientific evaluation of your theory. I can tell you right now, however, that given the fact that so many people write me their theory, most of their theory consists of what we call word salad. That is, you get a bunch of highfalutin words, mix it together like a salad, and voila, there's your theory. Well, that don't cut it. You have to put it in some kind of logical, mathematical fashion to make sense out of it. You can't simply put words like space, dimension, energy. You can't put these words together in a word salad, come up with a very high-sounding concept, which is empty, because the people reading your paper are going to be professional physicists like myself. They can spot a fake from a mile away. So what you should do is put it in mathematical form. Second, once you put it in mathematical form, what should be in that paper? You simply can't say Einstein was wrong. No, you have to lay out an experiment that can show Einstein was wrong, and you have to show where in Einstein's theory that the mistake is. You simply can't say, I'm the next Einstein, Einstein was wrong. That's not enough. Third, what is the content of what you have to say? If you believe that you have the unified field theory, you have to have two ingredients in that paper. A, you have to explain all of Einstein's theory. There's a tensor equation that is an equation of general relativity. It's about 2 inches long. Your paper has to explain that 2-inch equation. Then you have the quantum theory. The quantum theory in its highest form is called the Standard Model. It has 36 quarks. It has 19 free parameters. It has all sorts of particles like leptons and hadrons. Your theory has to explain that. Your theory has to explain why we have quarks, why we have leptons, hadrons, why we have the weak interactions, strong interactions. You simply cannot say that I have the theory of the universe. You have to explain the quantum theory. In other words, you have to build on the past. You can't simply start all over again from scratch and say that I'm the next Einstein. No. You have to build from what is already there. Now, let's say you're an inventor. What are you going to do? Well, first of all, you should write up the blueprint, create a prototype, and get a patent. As simple as that. You, on the internet, you can see instructions as to how to get a patent. You may want to get a patent lawyer, but the first thing you want to do is to get a patent because, well, maybe you're onto something. In which case, you want to have a patent to protect it. Then, if you think your idea has commercial implications, well, there are companies which will try to commercialize your invention, but first, you need a working prototype. Okay, very essential, or else no one's going to believe you. And, of course, you may want to videotape it, and then get, you know, other scientists to say that, yes, this invention is correct. However, I should tell you right now, the patent clerks in the patent office are onto it. That is, if someone claims to get energy from nothing to create a perpetual motion machine, immediately the red flags go up. Because that, of course, would change not just invention history, it would change human history if you can create something that gives you free energy, something for nothing, violate some of the cherished principles of science. As Carl Sagan once said, remarkable claims require remarkable proof. And it means that if you have a remarkable claim, you better be sure you have the documentation, you have the videotapes, you have the notebooks, and you have the theory to back up your remarkable claim. And then, of course, good luck. There's a certain amount of luck that's involved. But first, write up the blueprints, get a working prototype, get a patent. Get a patent attorney, and if you want to commercialize it, there are companies which, for a price, will take your invention and start to commercialize it. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, hi, this is Blaine Clark calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. This is kind of a little bit religious and, maybe scientific, but what's the correlation between black holes and the city Mecca, and specifically the Kaaba, if there's any type of energetic correlation of that you can tell us about. Thank you.
I think you wanted to find a relationship between black holes and the Kabbalah. I think that's what you said. Well, the Kabbalah talks about Jewish mysticism. And it talks about different layers of existence, specifically 10 layers of existence. And I'll say a few things about how that may intersect with, well, string theory physics, quantum physics. But first, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and perhaps you can get on national radio by calling 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Here's your chance to ask that science question and get an answer on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, the caller that just came in, asked a question about, well, physics and religion, specifically spiritualism, specifically things like the Kabbalah. Well, let's say a few things about the potential relationship that some philosophers have zeroed in on. First of all, the Kabbalah has magic numbers. Certain numbers seem to be very important for the religion. For example, the letters of Yahweh. Yahweh is God, the Hebrew name for God. If you add up the letters, you get 26. And Kabbalism is a mystical Jewish religion that talks about layers of the universe. 10. Well, it turns out that 10 and 26 have magical meanings in string theory. So let me explain. String theory is the only theory known to science which selects out its own dimensionality. All theories, you input the fact that the universe is three-dimensional. Duh. I mean, how else are you going to do it, right? So all theories start with three dimensions. But string theory does not. String theory starts off as a quantum theory and then demands that strings move in a quantum mechanical form. To do that, that fixes the dimension of space and time, which is remarkable. It's the first time we've ever seen that in any physical theory. So, the string theory dimensions are fixed by quantum mechanics. So, these dimensions are computable. And when you take an ordinary string, allow a string like a violin string to vibrate quantum mechanically, it selects out the dimensionality as 26. Amazingly enough, 26 is the number of dimensions for what is called the bosonic string, which is also happens to be the dimensionality of the number of letters in the word Yahweh, or God. Then, it turns out when you make it super string theory, you add electrons. You add other kinds of spinning particles to the string, not just photons. And it changes the dimensionality to 10, which again is another sacred number of the Kabbalah. Now, is that a coincidence? I tend to think so. However, I guess you can't rule it out. But the point I'm raising is something very simple. There are magic numbers in spirituality. But there are also magic numbers in mathematics and, as a consequence, in mathematical physics. And the question is there a relationship between these magic numbers, in particular 10 and 26, and religion and spirituality and mathematical physics? The answer is, I don't know. But it does seem coincidental that some of these magic numbers do seem to coincide. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Sean McCabe from Seattle. What is your best estimate of when a quantum computer will be available to the average citizen?
Well, you asked a $64,000 question, a question which is going to change human civilization. Now, we know that the creation of the computer and the microchip altered human civilization. The internet, the spread of democracy, the changing of society itself was a consequence, and now we're going to witness the next big leap with quantum computers. But first, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And after that, we talk about the next big jump to quantum computers.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID
Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question that could change the course of human civilization. And that is, when are we going to have quantum computers? Well, first of all, let me explain. Much of the prosperity that we've experienced in the last 30 years is due to Moore's Law, the fact that computer power doubles every 18 months. That's because on silicon wafers, we can cram more and more transistors on a tiny wafer, and that gave us, bingo, the iPhone. It gave us the wonders of the internet and modern technology, simply carving out more and more transistors on a tiny wafer of silicon. Well, as you can imagine, that can't go on forever. As George Harrison once said, all things must pass, including Moore's Law. Moore's Law is already slowing down. That's right, Moore's Law is slowing down. At Christmas, we expect our toys and contraptions to be twice as powerful as they were the previous Christmas. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you buy a new computer? Would you buy an upgrade, knowing that the next model is just the same as the previous model of last year? Probably not. But then that's going to cause the computer revolution to crash, because we're so used to the idea that computer power doubles every 18 months. Well, that crash is coming sooner than you realize. Perhaps maybe in 10, 15 years. No one knows for sure. But Moore's Law is slowing down. Transistors are becoming smaller and smaller. Today, your Pentium chip may have a layer 20 atoms across. That's how thin our layers of silicon are becoming, 20 atoms across. In 5-10 years, it'll be 5 atoms across. At that point, quantum mechanics takes over. You don't know where the electron is anymore. Heat is generated, and the computer crashes as a consequence. It short circuits, and it melts. Therefore, we're now looking at the post-silicon era. This is a multi-billion dollar question. Silicon Valley may no longer be the engine of economic growth and prosperity. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt in the future. because we're going to need more and more computer power in a smaller and smaller space until eventually we compute on atoms. And when we compute on atoms, we need quantum computers. A quantum computer is rather simple. Let's take a bunch of atoms and put them in a line, put them in a magnetic field. These atoms are spinning, and they're like a spinning top. They align themselves in the direction of the magnetic field. They can be spin up or spin down like a top. However, in the quantum world, they could be spin up, spin down, or spin in between. Any number in between. So, this means that the language of quantum computers is no longer digital. We're so used to digital technology, that is, zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. But quantum computers are more powerful. They could be zero, one, and a half. They could be numbers in between zeros and one. So immediately, you see the power of quantum computers. You can do a lot more with quantum computers than ordinary computers, such as breaking computer codes. You realize that all the great nations of the world use sophisticated computer codes to guard their secrets. It takes a computer perhaps millions, not millions, but hundreds of years to crack some of these codes. So it means that for the most part, these codes are unbreakable. But quantum computers can break them. Therefore, the CIA and the NSA have expressed interest in studying quantum computers. Now, recently, as you know, our government has acted like a sieve when it comes to government secrets. Everybody is leaking everything. Our government can't keep a secret for nothing if its life depended on it. Well, some of these secrets are rather interesting. By looking at some of these secret documents that are so freely circulated on the internet now, we now realize that the CIA and the NSA, the National Security Agency, seriously looked at the military implications of quantum computers. What happens when quantum computers can break any code and access anyone's deepest secrets? Well, I'll give you the conclusion after the break. Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to talk about what happens when all hell breaks loose when we get quantum computers. And once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we mentioned the most fantastic computer technology coming down the pike is something called quantum computers. In fact, I was just speaking for IBM the other day, and a few months ago, I spoke in Moscow to Russian scientists. All of them focus on the question of quantum computers. So let me explain. We live in the digital era where transistors can be zeros or ones, zeros and ones, and therefore you can send a code made out of zeros and ones. What happens if you could throw away this code and have 0, 1 or a half or a third or a quarter or anything in between? Then, of course, obviously, you could have tremendous amounts of information transmitted rather than zeros and ones. That's where quantum computers come in. Atoms in a magnetic field can spin up or down. Therefore, atoms can convey digital information. But atoms can also be in between zeros and ones, and therefore transmit tremendous amounts of information, so much that you could break any code on the planet Earth. So, of course, the nations of the world are very much worried about this. This could be a game changer once we have quantum computers. Now, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? The catch is, because you're computing on individual atoms, this is a very delicate process, and any disturbance, any sneeze, any rumble from a mile away could disrupt your calculation. This is called decoherence. We want our atoms to vibrate in unison. Once there's a jiggling someplace, miles away, it could cause an impurity, it could cause the signal to degrade, and it could ruin your calculation. So, in other words, quantum computers are great, but on paper, you have to worry about the slightest vibration. This is called decoherence, which is one of the main problems facing quantum computers. Now, the question was, when are we going to have quantum computers? The answer is, of course, I don't know. It's a question that will determine the fate of nations. The next Silicon Valley could become a quantum valley. When? I don't know. I think personally, on a scale of decades, it may take that amount of time before we have the ideal, perfect quantum computers. But right now, that doesn't stop inventors from creating partial quantum computers, and we're making inroads in them right now, even as we speak. First of all, we no longer use bits, because bits correspond to zeros and ones. We use qubits, or quantum bits, which can be in between zeros and ones. How many qubits do you need before you can outrace any ordinary computer? And the answer to that is 50. So the next time you see a breakthrough in quantum computers in a magazine or on TV, listen when they say how many qubits they can calculate with. That is, how many atoms does it take to perform a calculation. If they can perform a calculation on 50 qubits, that's the point where a quantum computer can outrace and outperform an ordinary computer. So watch for that key number. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
I'm Abhishek Hareshwar from India, and my question is that will ever the neural implants be able to help us control how we see the world? I mean, will we be able to control the synaptic responses of our brain using artificial neurons? Thank you.
Well, you ask for a tall order. That is, can you actually change the way the neurons fire in the brain? Well, the short answer is no, we're not at that point. However, you don't have to do that in order to access the human brain. So let me explain. In my previous book called The Future of the Mind, I showed that a simple chip placed directly on top of the exposed brain can connect the brain to a laptop computer, and you could have a two-way conversation between the brain and a computer. This is called BCI, brain-computer interface. And the simplest consequence is you could take someone who's paralyzed and give them the gift of movement once again. They can operate a wheelchair, turn on the lights, they can type, they can begin the process of surfing the web, communicating with their loved ones, even if they are totally paralyzed. Next, we can connect them to an avatar, a mechanical avatar, so that they can function almost normally. For example, if I have a brain chip connecting them to an exoskeleton devised by the military, they can walk, they can begin to manipulate objects around the moon with this external skeleton around their body. Now, Christopher Reeve, the famous actor who played Superman in the movies, died tragically. He was in an accident involving a horse, and his spinal cord was shattered, and he became a vegetable. His dream was to be able to walk once again. The sad thing is, well, he died years ago, but we can do that now. At Duke University, Professor Nicolelis, who I've had on this show, showed how it was possible to hook chips on the brain, connecting an individual to an exoskeleton, allowing him to kick the football, initiating the soccer games, the World Soccer Games in São Paulo, Brazil. This is amazing, the ability to connect the brain to an object, which will then connect you to an exoskeleton. Now, we can even do more than this. We can actually upload memories now and download memories in animals. In mice, we've been able to do this with simple memories, upload and download simple memories in mice. Now we're doing it on primates and eventually on Alzheimer's patients. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be able to learn calculus by simply pushing a button. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.